Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. It's great to be back with everyone. I hope everyone had a wonderful, beautiful, meaningful Chag. It is so good to be back together with all of you. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 26th day of the month of Tishrei. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, which you can subscribe for anytime at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Share it with your family and friends, with your shul lists. We would love to have more people continue to join us in the ever-growing program. Please continue to daven for the four children who we have been collectively reciting Tehillim and davening for: Halina Orna, Bas Chen Chana, Yehoshua Heschel Ben, Nechama Devora, Raya Bas Michal, Pesach Paula Ben Chaya Batsheba, they, and all those in need of a refuah, have a refuah shalema, as well as our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, well as Arvin Tanel ben Sonia Fiona, unjustly held in Iran. May they speedily be returned home. They, the loving arms of their family, and for whatever reason, for whatever purpose, we join the daily call for those who are looking and yearning to get married, or looking for shidduchim for themselves, for others, those who are yearning for children, for beautiful, precious, healthy children, those in need of chizik, in need of parnasa, whatever it might be, for whatever reason, for ourselves, for our families, our friends, our neighbors, for all the Am Yisrael, as beautiful as a Yom Tov as it might have been, to turn on our phones after 3 days to see all the precious soldiers who had been killed throughout the Chag, protecting the borders of Eretz Yisrael. There's so much we need to daven for, so may all of our individual and collective tefillos, our prayers, be accepted the tova for good. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Josh Galler of the Young Israel of West Hempstead in West Hempstead, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We followed by Rabbi Galler slowly reciting our five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and translated into English. And then Rabbi Galler will lead us in the recitation of the three Mishaberach that we make on the program for Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, for the brave soldiers of the IDF, for the Shvuyim, those who are still held captive. And finally, concluding with the Mishaberach Cholim, Rabbi Galler will pause for a good chunk of time and enable us to add in the names of all those whom we are davening for. Bechavod. Great honor, Rabbi Galler.
Shavua Tov, one and all, and thank you, Naftali, once again for inviting me to share some thoughts, Divrei Torah. Good kvittel to one and all. I hope everybody had a meaningful chag. I would begin the same way with the opportunity to thank Naftali for his hard work in making this call such a success and a source of chizuk strength to so many, and to thank the OU for all of their support in supporting our communities, our shuls. It is so appreciated that you continue to have success in being Ma'abit Torah, spreading chesed, kindness, and charity, and all the great work that you do for the Jewish people, and of course, the State of Israel. And as I mentioned that, I'll say that the Torah today is dedicated, as Naftali beautifully expressed, to the safety of Medinat Yisrael, peace in Medinat Yisrael, the State of Israel, the safety of the soldiers who are fighting for us on the front lines, the Yeshua and Refuah for the hostages to return home to their families, and of course for all the various needs that we, the Jewish people, daven for, pray for every single day. So thank you again for having me. A couple of years ago, I saw the most beautiful and moving explanation of one of the most unusual parts of the entire Torah. It's the story at the end of this week's parsha of Migdal Bavel, the Tower of Bavel. It's hard to even describe it in a couple of seconds, but I'll try. There were those who tried to get together and build a tower. Seemingly, some commentaries say to fight against God. I'll read the pasuk just to understand what it's talking about. Vayamru, they said to each other, Havad nivdan lanu ir. Let us build a city, umigdal v'rosh bashamayim. And in that city, a migdal, a tower, that top will be in the heavens. V'nasel lanu shem, and we'll make for ourselves our own name, like God's name. Panafus apnechal aretz, lest we be cast upon the entire earth. That's the verse that speaks about the building of the tower of Babel. There's an unbelievable midrash that I wanted to share, that Reb Chiya Bar Abba writes that this Migdal Bava that we think about and read about in this week's Parsha, which we try to conjure up an image in our mind of what it looks like, it might actually be extant even today. Meaning, he writes, Shlishon Nisraf, a third of this tower was burnt completely, incinerated, it's gone. Ushlisho Shaka, a third was still buried somewhere in earth. Ushlisho Kayam, and a third of it still exists, it's extant today. And if you'll tell me, he says, Shehu Katan, that the part that still exists is small, I'll tell you that I know somebody who saw it, and they said it made them feel like a small person. It was so big. Obviously, Chazal and the Midrash always try to teach us a lesson, something profound, something meaningful. But this is hard to even swallow. The fact that somebody could claim that part of the Tower of Babel that they built to fight against God still exists today. Has anybody seen it recently? Where did it go? A third is burnt, a third is buried, and a third is still around today. What does he mean in the Midrash by this? I was privileged many years ago to be a student at Tank High School, and one of my rabbis, Eliyahu Alpert Shlita, his father was the prime student of the great sage Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. His name was Rav Nissen Alpert, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who was a profound and unbelievable Talmud Chacham, and he has a sefer called Limudei Nisan on the Torah. And in that book, in that sefer that Rabbi Albert, my Rebbe, had gotten for me, he shares this unbelievable approach to understanding what Rechia means, what he says it still exists. He says, this isn't just a physical description, this midrash, of the tower. Rather, it describes what led to the rebellion. There were three ideas and ideals behind the Torah. One was, of course, fighting against God. They believed in their confused minds they could actually be competition against God after the flood. Okay? Number two, togetherness, being scattered. And number three, the idea that the flood, the mabul that they just had experienced before that, was not just miracle, it wasn't just something supernatural, it was all nature. It happened because the earth needed to expunge certain things. It was all nature, all teva. But Alpert suggests something unbelievable. He said, if that's the case, Rabbi Chiya is telling us this medrash something absolutely brilliant. He says that a third of the tower was incinerated. That ideal that people would fight against God, compete against God, and be an antagonist to God. Nobody does that anymore today. People worship other gods. Idolatry exists, that we understand. But nobody believes they can fight against God. That part is Nisraf. It's incinerated. Number two, the idea of togetherness, Shlisho Shaka. That's been buried in the earth. Sometimes it surfaces. We see sometimes that people will band together for a common purpose or a common cause. We've seen Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, in the last year, bond together in a very unique way to support Achenu B'nai Yisrael, our brothers and sisters in Israel. We see sometimes that togetherness does exist. Real unity does exist. That's been buried, but it surfaces sometimes, writes Reb Chiya. And the third ideal and idea of the Tower of Babel, that was something unique. That was the idea that everything is natural. Things are just, they happen because it's the way the earth runs. That perspective still exists today. Shlisho Kayam. That hasn't gone away. People still spend, write books, and they spend podcasts, and they speak about it, write about it. They say that God has left the building. He's left the world. They minimize God's role in the world. That is still prevalent and common today. And that's what he meant when he said, "Ushlisho Kayim," that a third of the tower still exists. Not the tower itself, but a third of the ideals of the tower. The value behind it, that God is not really relevant, and everything that happens is just coincidence and happenstance and mundane, that's still very much a value by so many today. And our job in the world, our sacred task in the world, is to teach our children and to teach the world that, as Chazal tell us, the rabbis tell us, every blade of grass does not grow without Hashem willing it to be. Everything that happens in the world is God ordained, and His hand, Aviyachal, His with a capital H, is on every moment and every place in the entire world. That's the sacred task of the Jewish people, to remind people that things are not teva. We've seen with our own eyes countless times, even in the last year, with all the tsaros, all the difficulties and stress we've gone through as a people. We've also seen God's hand guiding all the steps of the war, every moment in our lives, so carefully. And perhaps that's the message of Alpert says of Rav Chiya. Yes, nobody fights against God anymore. True. That's been gone. Sometimes, rarely, we do see moments of real unity like they had to build the tower. But in terms of the third ideal, the third value behind the tower, that's very much in existence today. They said that things are just natural. Our job back then, even still today, is to remind the world that God indeed guides every moment of our lives, individually, communally, as a world, as a whole. And that's an important sacred task as we live our lives, now we're post-Sukkot, post all the Chagim, all the Yom Tovim, and maybe get back to our quote-unquote mundane everyday life. It's important to recalibrate and to remind ourselves of this sacred task, not just in our personal lives, of course. After all Yom Tovim, we've had so much Kodesh, so much sacred time in shul, in our communities. We have to remind ourselves and recalibrate and remind ourselves how important it is to sanctify every day. No day is mundane. Even Yimei Chol, weekdays, are holy in many ways. But as a people, our sacred task in the world to be a light unto the nations, to remind the world that indeed God is a factor and a presence in every moment, in every space, in every place in our lives and in the world as a whole. And so as we carry this message into the year, let's all re-energize ourselves, hopefully remind ourselves that every day is Kodesh. There's no day that is cold, that is just mundane and teva and natural. Every day is sacred. And remind ourselves that we as a people, just like they did way back when, the Tower of Babel, they understood their role as to remind the world about God's sacred guiding hand on this earth, that continues to be our greatest contribution to the world. Let's continue to focus on it, hone it, enhance it, and build it so people will be reminded that indeed, like they were back then, there is no such thing as natural. Everything in life is indeed holy and supernatural and guided by God's gentle, kind, and wonderful hand. Let's now begin with the Tehillim and all the tefillos for Bnei Yisrael. I'll begin with chapter 20 of Tehillim, Perek Chaf. Lam natseach mizmur ledavid, yancha Adonai biyom tzara, yisagev chashem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh umitzion yisadeka, יזכור כל מנחוסך ואולסך ינש וסלע, יתין לך פיל ובבך, וכל עצתך ימלא. נרננה בישועתך בשם אלוהינו ננקול, ימלא אדוני כל משלותך, אתה ידעתי כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענה משמי קדשו בגבורוס ישע ימינו. Eilev arech, eilev asusim, Adonai Hoshiya HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Kareinu. Erechav Gimel, Chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Roi Lo Echzar Benos Desha Yarbiteini Amei Menuchos Hinahaleini Nafshi Yishoveg Anchim Amagalit Tzedek Leman Shemo Gam Kielet Begit Samaves Lo yirarak yatayim adi, shetecha meshantecha, hemi nachamuni, karoch lefanai shulchan, neged tzorirai, vishanta vashemen roshi, kosi rivaya, atov vachas, edir defuni, kol yemei chayai, vishati beveis adonai, erech yamin. Perek Kufchaf Aleph, Chapter 121. Shir la malo, sekto ina heho rimea inevo ezri. Ezri, meim adunai osei shamayim vares. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Ine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adunai shomrecha, adunai tzilcha yad yiminecha. Yoma Masha Meshlo Yakeka Viyareach Balayla Adonai Yishmarcha Mikora Yishmores Nashrecha Adonai Yishmar Seitecha Valecha Meata Viyadulam Perek Uflamad, Chapter 130. Shir Hamalo Sima Makim Kratiho Adonai Adonai Shemavi Koli Tiena Asnachan Kashivos, the Kota Hanunai, Im Avonos, the Shoria, Adonai, Miyamod, Kiyamecha, Hasalika, Leman, Tivare, Kibisi Adonai, Kibisan Navshi, Vilidvara, Hokalti, Navshi Ladonai, Mishomirim Laboker, Shomirim Laboker, Nachel Yisrael, El Adonai, Kiyim anayach esed vardayim osedus. Hu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. Perakuf Mem Beis, Chapter 142. Maskil l'david biyosov amara sifila. Kol Adonai ezak. Kol Adonai eschanan. Ashbok lefanav tzichi. Sarasi ufanavagid. Misatef alai ruchi, batayrat anasivasi. Borech zuahalech tamnu fachli. Abed yamin urei, vein li makir. Avad banos yinani, ein adorei shlamavshi. Zati elecha adonai. Amarti atamach si chalki be'eret achayim. Hashiv el rinati, ki delosti meod. Aslini meirot vai, ki amatsu mimeni. Hotsia mimasker nashi, laudos es shemecha. Viatir tzadikim, ki sigmol alai. Achein uko beis Yisrael, hansinim hastarav ashavya. Haomdin bein bayom bein bayav asha, amakom yachim alihem. Yotziyem Yitzar Levacha Me'afila La'ura Mishibud L'gula Ashtav Agala Vazman Kariv V'namar Amein. As for our brothers and sisters in the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say Amen. The Mishaberach for Chayalei Tzahal, the prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishaberach Avosena Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzva Aganel Yisrael, Vanshe Kuchos Abitachon, Haralim Amishvar Asinu Varei Elohinu, Migvul HaLevanon, Amindar Mitzrayim Hayam HaGadol, Avlevo HaRava B'chol Mekom Shehim Bayabasha, Bavir Uvayam. Yitin Avnayas Oyvino Hakzemal Oyem Nigafim Lefehem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yaktiz Chayelinu. Yikol Tzara V'sugli Kol Negel Nachala. Yishlach Baraka V'hatzlacha B'chol Masi Yedihem Yadir Saminu Tachtihem. Yakshim Mechgatzer Yishua V'ateres Yitzachon. Yikuyam Bahem Hakasuv. Ki Adonai Halichem Halichim Achem Lilachim Lachem Imayvechem. L'oshia Aschem V'namar Amen. Mishaberach for those being held in captivity, for Shuyim. Mishaberach Avazina Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe Aaron David Shlomo. B'yorach v'yishmor v'yinsur es nedreit v'agadal Yisrael u'shuyav. Bet ko'achinu ha'nisunim etzara v'ashivya v'avur shekoha kadosh azem ispala v'avuram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachamim Aleyem Yotziim Michoshech B'tamaves Mosurseyem V'yantik. Mutakem, Yoshim, Yoshvim, Mehir, Lachik, Mishkoseim. Yodula Hashem, Yodula Nai Chastel, Nilosavani Adam, Yukhia Bahana Kasuv, Ufadiyad Nai Shivun, Vol Sion Brina, Simcha Salam Al Rosham, Sassam, Simcha Yasigu, Nasu Yagon Banachav, Namar, Amen. The Mishaberach for Cholim, those who are sick, please insert the name of the Chola, chola, the men or women who are sick when I pause. Misha Derek Abbasinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Uyvorech Virape Es Hacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Alav Alehem, Lachimam, Rapposam, Lachizakam, Lachayosam. Bishlach Lahem, Erfua, Shlema, Minashmayam, Ramach, Everahem, Mushsagi, Dehem, Besoshar, Choli, Israel, Erfua, Sanefesh, Erfua, Haguf, Ashah, Bagalov, Zman, Kariz, Benamar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Galler. Always so special to have you on, to have Chavirim. Looking forward, Emir Sashem, to the next opportunity. For us here, and I also want to thank you because it's the day after. It's the day after the Chag, even with a bonus Sunday. I appreciate even prior to the Chag. Just an easy yes, a willing yes. So very much appreciate it. And we look forward to having you back on, please God, in Yirat Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.